Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, and welcome to the most recent report of Trundlebed Tales. Today's episode is Roving Report, Walnut Grove Pageant, July 10th, 2022. And before we get going, let's do just a little housekeeping. All right. This is one of our roving reports, which are those that I normally do live from the home site town. We've got a different, this is the third in the series, and we've been doing them a little differently. So in that I recorded them live, but I'm broadcasting them later. If you want to be a part of this show or any other episode, you can call in at 714-242-5253. That's 714-242-5253. Or toll-free 1-877-633-9389. That's toll-free 1-877-633-9389. Or you can stream live, or you can stream episodes live and enter our chat room and comment if you so desire. You can find our podcast on most podcast distribution systems, and I hope that you will be catching up on our other episodes soon. Now, I also want to let you know that I have started doing our videos again. My computer and my editing program is up and running, so now I just have to find time. Yay. So we will have, I just have to do one more thing on one video, so that'll be the first one out, and that will be a Trundlebed Trails of Paws Cottonwoods. I'm going to be doing videos from my trip last year to DeSmet first, but then I'm going to be heading on into Walnut Grove to do the Walnut Grove videos. I should also mention, I normally do sort of videos as trip diaries showing you what I'm doing is going through my day. And I'm still going to be doing those a little bit, but on the trip to DeSmet and the trip to Walnut Grove, I've kind of changed videos that I was doing in that I have been seeing questions online, and I want specific things that I can answer. So, for example, I was working earlier this morning on a video that is driving out to the Ingalls family graves in DeSmet. And you start in Calumet, and the video takes you how you drive, how you get out there, how you find it. This is what's there. And I've got that. I've been trying to do that for lots of the main sites that are around DeSmet and around Walnut Grove. And I hope that it goes well and that you like those videos. So watch for those to be coming. There still will be probably daily reports, but they're going to be a lot shorter because it turns out saying, oh, I'm driving out to the Ingalls grave specifically to record going out to the Ingalls grave isn't the most scintillating video that you can do. All right. With that, I think that's probably all of our housekeeping for right now. And with that, let's go ahead and bring up our roving report from July 10th. So we're doing the roving report for Sunday, July 10th.
Now, this is my last day at Walnut Grove, the last day of my Laura trip. Sigh. And it's really been a fun trip, but I had saved, because I wanted to go over and do the Wheels Across the Prairie, I had saved going and doing the Plum Creek at the dugout site till this morning. And I had a bunch of stuff I wanted to do, most of which I didn't get done, because I got there and did my video walking around, and I hadn't finished it, and it started to rain. I went back to my car and said, well, I'll just sit here a while, and maybe it'll clear up. Because when I was going into the Gordon Farm, I'd seen that the trees were flipping over, which my great-grandmother always said meant rain. And she was correct this time. And so it was raining, and then it started to do some pea-sized hail. And I was like, okay, I'm not sitting here. I'll go back to Walnut Grove, go to the museum, and head out. And then when I turned around and headed back, sure enough, it stopped raining. And so I turned around and went back and got some more pictures that I wanted, tried one of my videos, another one, and gave up on wading, which is too bad. It's the best place to wade in. But they had had some major changes there. I had not realized that when that big flood went through, that took out the road to the pageant, it caused so much damage to the area where you park that it took 26 semi-loads of clay and fill and gravel to restore the parking area. I only have a few picnic tables there for people to eat at if they want to. So I turned around, went back, got a few more things done, and it started raining again, and at this point, I just gave up. It had looked like it was really clearing off after the first time it stopped raining, and even though it looked like it was going to clear off again, it clearly wasn't. Someone was making hay with big round hay bales, and the finished bales I saw looked pretty good, but some of the prairie ground, it looked like, had also been mowed, and it looked absolutely awful. For being hay. The prairie ground is in CRP, and that means that they get money through a government program for turning agricultural land back into prairie. And one thing they do is to burn off prairie, because you really need to do that to restore some of the plants. Because there were prairie fires. There were things that developed that would only grow and bloom after a fire. So really they want you to do that, but people have issues with trying to get the fire to work, so they mow as an alternative, and they said they mowed a third of it every year. So that might have been their prairie mow down where Pod's wheat field used to be. Oh, and the I don't know if it was the fill or what happened, but the big rock is gone completely, and you can't see it. It is, I'm sure, still there, but you cannot see it at all, which is a disappointment, because that was a good way to get into the creek, and without having it there to help judge the height of the creek, and with the rain, I wasn't willing to go in and try and wade. But hopefully next time, which is a shame, because I would like to say for sure, if you know if you've been waiting in there since 2018, let me know, because I'd like to know the depth of it changes, you know, from time to time anyway, depending on where you are in the year and how much rain they'd had. But it looked rather deep, and I'm not sure if maybe they did that deliberately, or if the water was high because they had a 5-inch rain on Monday. I do not know. But the other thing I wanted to mention is I had started out Saturday morning getting breakfast at Nellie's which is always a fun thing to do. It's a mom and pop style diner. They are mostly open for breakfast. I think they may do lunch normally, maybe not. They may just mostly do breakfast. They're open at 6 in the morning, and they, after I decided that it was time to head out, I went over to back to the museum because I had left behind my tablecloth at my presentation, and I needed to pick it up again. And so I wanted to get video walking up to the master's store and hall. I'm hesitating, so I can't remember if I told you this before. Master's store and hall was something that Laura said in Pioneer Girl Pa worked on, so there's a very good chance that Pa nailed the hammers, and they have studs that were used in the original building of the site of the building, and ones that were part of a refurbishment they did in 1900, and they were made differently so they can tell them apart. And the original 1800s version had square head nails, which are really cool. And as there is a good chance Pa handled and nailed in those nails, they have them available, but they're not for sale. What they are is part of a fundraiser, and they need the money to complete the restoration of the master's store and hall, and they have various levels. The 25 to 99 level gets you a copy of a photo. It's in a lot of the books about the town that they got originally from Aubrey Sherwood. And the next thing, 100 to, I think, 244, I think, was a nail from the store. And if you wanted to go all the way up to 5,000, you not only get the nail, you get a custom-made display case with a plexiglass dome for you to display your nail in. And I must admit, I did indeed buy a nail. Then I met some people from the podcast who were there working on a special series of episodes called Wilder, and they had let the pageant people know they were on their way, and they were talking to my new friend Carol, who I heard met at the pageant, and I walked over there to say hi to her, and then realized she was being interviewed by the people who were there for the pageant. They were for the podcast, but they were there in Walnut Grove right then because of the pageant. And they then interviewed me some, and I may get to be in their podcast, which is cool. And then I left, and on the way back, I stopped at the Jolly Green Giant in Blue Earth, Minnesota. And I have to say that they have a new museum, and I was hoping to see the new museum, but it was closed. It has the same, well, I don't know if they're exactly the same, but the little store souvenir shop they had there, which the building's still there. I don't know if it's still a souvenir shop or not. Had a bad hours for people who are on vacation and just passing by. And the museum also has not too great hours for people who are just passing by. So they actually closed at 2 o'clock, so I missed them. And I think that's probably about it. I'm heading home now, and I hope to see you again soon. Right in the corner where you are, and find me all around the web at Trundle's Bed Tales.
Okay, and that is the end of my recording of my trip home. I did want to mention a couple other things. One is that I said nailing the hammer when I meant hammering the nail, of course, and that I just cannot believe I got hailed on. Although I was looking for a picture for my DeSmet videos, and one of them said hailstorm and DeSmet, which was also just teeny tiny hail things. But I was like, oh, I guess this was the second time I've gotten hailed on at a LoRa site. Neither bad enough to damage the car. So yay and that. It really was a great trip. I was very glad to get to see everybody in Walnut Grove who I'd seen for like 10 minutes the last year when I went through because I had a bunch of stuff for a lady had given me her collection because she was retiring out of the LoRa business because she was getting old enough, she wanted things to be given to somebody while she was still alive to do it. And the things that I had duplicates of, I gave up to Walnut Grove because the Walnut Grove Museum has a section of things that are no longer in print. They have copies of Rose's books that aren't in print. They have things like the Little House on the Prairie board game with the TV cast on it, the Laura Ingalls Wilder 1970s costume with the mask, copies of the Little House guidebook. Although I would have to say, if you were looking for a copy of the Little House guidebook, Fond Memories had like four of them brand new, which I was surprised to see. Not newly printed, but just new old stock, which I was impressed with. But they have some there, and just all sorts of things that you used to see all the time that aren't available now. And while I have quite a few things in from Pauline's collection in my collection now, including some great stuff, she was over in DeSmet the time Garth Williams came, so I got some great stuff for that. But the things that were, you know, just stuff everybody had moved on, and so that was sort of a donation to the Walnut Grove Museum. So I saw them last year very briefly. I was very glad to get over there and see everything that was going on. I should also mention the reason that I said Masters Store and Hall so weird in this recording is because I kept trying to say Masters Hotel. And since this was a recording, I must admit I cut out me saying Masters Hotel at least once because we're used to the Masters Hotel in Baroque, Iowa. And the museum actually had bought the hotel building. But they decided that it was beyond saving, which I did not see the inside of it, but I'm knowing how much they wanted to restore it, I am sure that is the case, that it was unrestorable. And they instead focused on the Masters Hall and store. So I'm going to be struggling with saying that probably for the foreseeable future, but that's what it is. The other thing that I should mention about my trip home was that I have been trusting my car to tell me when it's time to change the oil. And so I hadn't double-checked before I left because really lately, to get up to the mileage, it's most of the year, and I just hadn't looked. And so I got up as far as Clear Lake, and it told me, you should think about getting your oil changed soon. And by the time I was coming back and got to Blue Earth, it was saying, yeah, you really need to change your oil. So that was my other thing at Blue Earth, was that I was checking my oil, making sure I had enough to drive home, and then got the oil changed the next morning. So I had originally hoped to go over to the Smet for one day to see the pageant that night and just kind of check in with people, because I had the extra day off. But as it turned out, it was much better that I had turned around and come home. So even though I'm very sorry I didn't get to see my friends in the Smet, my car is very glad I did not take that extra day. And I think that is about all of what I've got to tell you for this episode. I've got more episodes planned and coming. I always have more planned, but I have some actually scheduled. So I'm going to be doing one on Marceline and our trip there. I may still be doing one on the Disney trip from April. In all this trying to get my Laura stuff straightened out, I also did this recording roving reports, bits and pieces when I was in Florida. And I haven't listened to them all yet because I was messing around trying to get the Laura stuff done as more important. So I may have an episode coming of that. I have an episode, I hope, I don't have a date yet, but we're going to be talking about going to New Orleans with kids, which I think sounds like a fun trip. And we shall just sort of see what happens next. I haven't given up on my full-scale travel reports. I've got my Pepin episode laid out, but with everything going on, and it just seems there's always something, I just haven't gotten it done. But I hope we will soon, and be sure to look for us all around the web under Trundlebed Tales. Like us, subscribe, leave comments. We really appreciate it. Right in the corner where you are.